The most beautiful and freeing thing about Christianity is that Christ died for the forgiveness of our sins. But Jesus also taught that believers should forgive one another as he forgives us. The practice of offering forgiveness to others, no matter how hard, is unquestioned in the Christian faith. When it comes to forgiving ourselves for our wrongdoing, that's another story. Perhaps the sins of your past still overwhelm you, and you're unsure that you'll ever be able to move past those mistakes. We want to offer our thoughts on forgiving yourself on the next Family Matters. Stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We heard from one of our listeners recently who's struggling to forgive himself for his past sins. He asks, is self-forgiveness a scriptural idea? This isn't the place to go into the details, but certain events and circumstances have left me carrying a heavy load of guilt. I believe in Christ and his death on the cross, but in this case, my beliefs don't seem to have the power to change my feelings. If you knew my situation, you may understand why. People tell me that I need to forgive myself, but I just laugh when they say that. Who am I to forgive myself? And where does the Bible ever tell me to do any such thing? I've searched the scriptures over and I can't find anything that supports this idea. Our first thought is that you need to sit down and have a serious talk with a pastor or counselor. You say that if we had access to the details of your story, we'd understand why you can't forgive yourself. Perhaps that's true, but it's also possible that you're too close to the situation to see the lay of the land. In any case, there's no substitute in a case like yours for earnest prayer and the listening ear of a caring Christian friend or mentor. We'd advise you to unburden your heart to a mature believer whom you feel you can trust. Listen very carefully to what he or she has to say in reply. In the meantime, we'd suggest that your theological objections to the idea of self-forgiveness may come down to nothing more than a question of semantics. You claim that there are no scriptures anywhere in the Old or New Testament that speak of forgiving yourself. At the same time, you would probably agree that there are many passages referring to the sin of unbelief. Isn't it possible that these are just two different ways of saying the same thing? Think about it for a moment. Paul tells us plainly that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 8:1. He also says that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. If you continue to condemn yourself after receiving the grace and forgiveness of Christ, isn't there a sense in which you are denying the faith and crucifying the Son of God afresh? Have a look at Hebrews 6:6. We think so. A passage that seems especially relevant to this subject is Hebrews 4 verse 3 to 6. In these verses, the writer speaks of God's promised rest. The rest he has in mind is the rest of forgiveness and salvation in Christ. Here's what he says. For we who have believed do enter that rest. As he has said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience or unbelief. Again he designates a certain day, saying, in David, today, after such a long time. In other words, we enter into the promised land by fully embracing God's grace. We find rest when we really believe that all our sins have been washed away. This, we'd suggest, is exactly what your friends mean when they suggest that you need to forgive yourself. If you think it might be helpful to discuss your struggles at greater length, please get in touch with Focus on the Family's counseling department. Our trained counselors would be happy to help in any way they can. Call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.